Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
Pope Benedict invited the faithful on Wednesday to pray, work, and to suffer for the Church, never abandoning or betraying it, just like the figure of St. Anselm of Canterbury, who was the subject of the Pope's catechesis during his weekly general audience. The Holy Father described St. Anselm as an outstanding churchman of the 11th century, who was also a brilliant teacher and theologian.
Anselm received a monastic education in his native town of Aosta in the north of Italy and entered the Benedictine monastery of Bec in Normandy. Under the guidance of his prior Lanfranc of Pavia, he devoted himself to study and prayer and eventually was elected abbot of Bec. Some time later, he succeeded Lanfranc as Archbishop of Canterbury. Anselm's years in England were marked by the reorganization of ecclesial life in the wake of the Norman invasion and the struggle for the Church's legitimate freedom from political inroads, which resulted in his being exiled for 3 years.
The Pope then went on to discuss this great spiritual leader's writings.
In the prayer which opens his most celebrated work, the Proslogion, he expresses his desire to understand the faith, the divine truth which his heart already believes and loves. May St. Anselm's life and teaching inspire us to a more fruitful contemplation of the mysteries of the Christian faith and a deeper love of the Lord and his Church.
Speaking in Polish during his audience, Pope Benedict expressed his condolences to the victims of a recent mining accident in Poland in which a number of miners died as a result of a gas leak, and he prayed that God would protect all those in the workplace. Concluding his weekly appointment with the faithful, the Pope remembered St. Pius of Pietrelcina, better known as Padre Pio, saying that for young people, this saint is an example of faith and charity. And the Holy Father also asked the faithful to pray for him as he embarks on a visit to the Czech Republic this weekend.
I ask you to join me in praying that my imminent visit to the Czech Republic will bear many spiritual fruits. And upon all of you and your families, I invoke God's blessings of joy and peace.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.